So this has been happening for a while now, but a lot of the churches within our area are either closing down or merging together. However, recently, a couple churches, or five of them to be specific, are trying to move to get a landmark status. Could you touch up on that and explain that?
Preservation Buffalo Niagara, we launched in June when we heard the Catholic Diocese was closing somewhere around 70 to 80 churches in Western New York. We decided to do a local landmark initiative within the city of Buffalo, which is facing 16 churches closing on the list, 16 on the list. And so we decided, and the reason why we're doing it in Buffalo specifically is they have a local landmark law on the books, which essentially, if we do local landmarking, we can protect these churches at hand. And it's a great book, not effect, it's a great law, but not all municipalities have that, which is why we're working in the city of Buffalo. Now we have about 15 or 16 churches in the city that are slated for closure or were. We have worked on five local landmark applications have been submitted to the city of Buffalo. Another five are in have applications have been submitted as well that are being reviewed right now internally at City Hall. So right now we're hoping to have 10 local landmark applications, in the works right now are happening.
So, what can you tell me about having a landmark status? Like, what does that mean? Is there certain things that can or can't happen to the building, or is that just stopping other people from being able to, let's say, purchase it?
So local landmark status is an important tool. Several of our churches are already local landmarks, like Corpus Christi and St. Casimir, and a bunch of churches that we know and love are already local landmarks. The local landmarking law basically says that it protects primarily the exterior of the building. So it's a way to keep our church intact and protected. If a developer or somebody wants to buy it, that's totally great. If they want to do exterior modifications, let's say removing the stained glass windows or changing like a major issue on the facade, then what happens is as a local landmark, it has to go before the preservation board and be reviewed and worked through that process via the preservation board. So it's a layer of protection, which is really important. I think what we need to remind ourselves about these churches is that these were built by literally the hands of the great grandfathers and great grandmothers of several of the people that go to these churches. This isn't built by a construction company. Most of these churches were built by hand by the community. And when you speak to people within the parish, world, the families that go to these churches, they are like, "Oh, wow, you're helping save and protect my great grandfather's legacy. Thank you." So it's the local landmarking is a great tool because it provides that oversight, that community meeting that a lot of these people that live within the community want to have as its future is being decided.
All right, and then just one last question for you, and just the ball's in your court here. Is there one main takeaway or message that you want people to know about, or you think that something else is important that maybe I didn't discuss here?
Yeah, I'd like to say one other thought, which is, the Catholic Diocese has officially announced 78 churches will be closing. And that's across, not just Buffalo, that's across Western New York, from Wilson all the way down to Jamestown. And our municipal leaders really need to understand what's coming. Each church costs over $1 million to demolish. If these churches become vacant, they become problems, right? People, there are safety issues, people start calling on them. So what I'm saying, I would like to say out loud is that our municipal leaders have an opportunity to make sure that these are locally landmarked, make sure they get determined eligible for the National Register so they can be have tax credits if they get redeveloped. You want to make them redevelopment friendly. And also remind if like do you want $1 million liability on the books or do you want a tax paying entity on the books? That's really the question. I believe our municipalities really don't realize sort of the wave that's coming with some of these. Over $1 million per church to demolish is a lot of money and a lot of responsibility. So if we can do everything we can now to protect them, to get them ready for the next future, for its evolution, then we should be doing that.
All right, that is everything I have. The recording is off now.